Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Sipora Weinberg, and today our focus is Unasana Tokef. There have been many topics and texts that I have been privileged to learn and share with you together, from the weeping of Yirmiyahu to the pangs of Iov, from the song of Chana to the testament of Moshe, our greatest teacher. Still, now my heart drops as never before as I approach this, the apex of the tefillos of Kehilas Ashkenaz on Yamim Noraim, the prayer of Unasana Tokef. And as I share these words with you now, resounding in the foreground of my mind the holy nusach of the tefillah and the sound of it as the days approach, I am in equal measure filled with gratitude for this legacy of ours that allows us to experience the meaning of these days of awe in their depth and power in a way that binds us all together, uplifting us all in unity forever. Unasana Tokef is a tefillah that is recited on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur during the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf. It is the tefillah, the prayer that is directly conducive to the Kedusha of Keser, to the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech Malchei Hamlachim, the King of Kings, fulfilling the charge that is ours alone on these, the holiest of days. It is the one prayer that we all anticipate and fear, replete with the message of how minuscule, how negligible humankind is in the face of judgment. In our tradition, as written in the medieval Sefer Or Zeruah, one of the most important works of Ashkenazic halacha by Rabbi Yitzchak of Vienna, we learn that the composer of this tefillah was a man named Rabbi Amnon of Mainz, the Gadol Hador of his time. Rabbi Amnon is a figure cloaked in mystery. Beyond this reference, there is nothing known to us about him. But we do know that he was a man of such stature and talent that the Archbishop of Mainz engaged in a constant campaign to effect his conversion to Christianity. Time after time, he pressured Rabbi Amnon to convert, and time after time, Rabbi Amnon refused. Until one day, when Rabbi Amnon was pushed to the point where, to stem the stream of pressure exerted against him, he said, "Give me 3 days to think about it." The Archbishop then left him, but immediately Rabbi Amnon was filled with regret. How could he have suggested with his response, how could he have even implied that he would consider conversion, to deny his essential self, his Judaism? And when 3 days spent in repentance and prayer elapsed, still he stayed away, even when summoned. The Archbishop then sent for him to be brought before him in chains and asked, "Where were you? Why didn't you come?" And Rabbi Amnon said, "Since I answered you the way that I did, I declare my own punishment, that you cut out my tongue that spoke those words to you." The Archbishop denied that his iniquity lie in his speech, but rather in his delay in approaching, and ordered his limbs to be severed one by one and his body to be tortured, causing him unspeakable pain and suffering. And with the advent of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Amnon asked to be brought to Shul, where his bed was placed near the Aron Kodesh, near the Chazan. And before Kedusha, he requested the opportunity to address the gathered crowd. And then he verbalized this prayer, the poem of Unasana Tokef, in which he described the proceedings on high and the magnitude of the Day of Judgment. Immediately thereafter, his soul was returned to heaven. 3 days later, he appeared to Rabbeinu Clonimus ben Meshulam in a dream and instructed him that this prayer be established as a part of the liturgy of Yamim Noraim, the Days of Awe, for all Jews from that year forward. This is a dramatic story. But it is not only the story of one righteous man and his celestial vision. Looking and listening a bit closer, let us appreciate just how universal a predicament it describes. There are many people who are uncertain as to their identity among nations, among faiths. There are many who vacillate, who are unclear how and why Judaism is relevant to them. And while of course we are talking about a tremendous tzaddik, Rabbi Amnon's fateful moment happened when a word fell from his lips that reflected a hesitation, a consideration of another possibility, a flash of confusion. Who am I in this world? What is my purpose? How connected am I to my Judaism? How thoroughly and unequivocally certain am I in my Jewish identity as I contend with the problems that surround me? But then there is one occasion in our year to which everyone is recruited. All Jewish souls are enlisted to accountability, to pledge allegiance of heart and mind and pronounce that there are no doubts. My daily life might contain instances of uncertainty up until the Day of Judgment, until Rosh Hashanah. Unesane tokef, we will proclaim, we will relate the strength, the holiness of this day, and of Hashem Elokeinu. Ubo tinase malchusecha, on this day your sovereignty is supreme. V'yikon b'chesed kis'echa, you are the one who sits upon the throne of judgment that is upheld in compassion, in truth. Emes, you know it all, you remember everything, and there is no pomp or circumstance, the airs or pageantry necessary when one needs to be convinced of elemental value. Here, not even an echo. V'kol d'mama daka yishama. The judgment is rendered in stillness, in silence. Ume'elav yikare. It emerges, as it were, practically on its own. In equal measure, we need no further proofs of Hashem's majesty. Just as Eliyahu Hanavi proclaimed on Har HaKarmel, our God is the one true King, and in this temporal space, this singularly sacred circumstance, that is evident for all to see. Indeed, Rabbi Amnon's name reflects his role as a teacher of emuna, of belief in the power of this opportunity, when we have the ability to recognize that we are completely at his disposal, our lives, our destiny, in the hands of Hashem so clearly. And that is the realization we need to access right before we proclaim Keser, the reason we are all here, to stand before him because of our sureness that he is the only king. Unesana Tokef encapsulates that vulnerability. The decision of mi yechye umi yamos, who will live, who will die, this is the recognition. And when were we more poised to understand than now, as humanity stood helpless this past year, suspended, with hospitals and doctors completely at a loss, that we have no control at all. There is nothing we can do. We are colossally dependent on him. And then, in the blink of an eye, as we continue in our prayer, once we set the power where it belongs, we learn that there is something we can do. Hashem gives us the ability to transform our destiny. On that very day, as we proclaim his unmitigated authority, we state, Uteshuva, Utefila, Utsedaka, Ma'avirim Esroa Hagezera. Teshuva, the possibility that we can change ourselves from within. Tefillah, the recognition that all that we have is from him, the expression of our connection to God. And tzedakah, the responsibility we bear to care for others in this world. Our engagement in these activities avert evil decrees. This stark and sudden shift to agency is an emotional reframing of fear to hope, And once our stance shifts to action, the frightening aspects of din, of judgment, are cloaked again in chesed, in compassionate understanding. Adam yesodo me'afar. Person is basically an earthy creature. Ki atahu yotzram va'ata yodea yitzram. Because you are our creator, you understand us in all our frailty. And now with all of this, recognizing our powerlessness, and with that, the power you have imbued within us, now we are ready to proclaim your kingship. The present Slonim Rebbe trains his focus on a key phrase within the prayer, Kivakaras roe edro ma'avir tzono tachas shivto. Hashem is likened to a shepherd who passes each of his sheep beneath his staff, and we are his flock. The Rebbe explains that on Rosh Hashanah, all the souls that ever did and ever will inhabit the earth come before Hashem. From the days of Adam and of Noach, up until today and into the future. And what significance can one mortal soul attain amidst them all? How could one person's life, one person's humble prayer, mean anything in light of all the multitudes that surround him? And yet, as concerned and attuned as a shepherd to his sheep, Hashem watches each and every one of us. Kain ta'avir v'sispar v'simneh v'sifkod nefesh kol chai. Counting and supporting and remembering every living soul. Yikon v'chesed kis'echa. There is no din that happens without chesed. And so, in this moment, there is a call to arms for each and every Jew. There is no difference and no separation, whether man, woman, young or old, whether fervent and devout, or spiritually, emotionally remote and outlying, whether we are at home or in a formal house of prayer. It is a time that each and every one of us count in our stance before God. We all participate in this acceptance of judgment and in the glory of his coronation. May we all be inscribed in the Book of Good Life. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of their beloved mother Rose Siegel, Sarah Rasa Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Rafael of Baltimore, Maryland.